Okay, tonight's morale, as we work into beginning of Parshas Vayesara. So the Torah begins with Avram buying a burial plot for his wife, Sarah, and he runs into the character of Ephron. Ephron owns the plot of land, the cave that Avram is going to purchase, and the Torah describes the back and forth, the dialogue, the negotiations in which Ephron tries to convey himself as a very generous, benevolent person who's ready to give it up for free for such a great person such as Avram. And then at the end of the day, he says, well, you know, such a cave that's between you and me, Arba Meo Shekel Kesef, Beni Uvencha, 400 Shekel Kesef between you and between me, my, it's like nothing. You'll be able to bury your wife for that. And Avram understands from the language that he uses that he needed a special type of money. Vayishkol Avram pays us a Kesef, Arba Meo Shekel Kesef, Over Lasocher. Not only regular 400 Shekel Kesef, but what's known as Over Lasocher, which means more of a money that was a negotiable currency that was accepted in even more places. Some types of currencies were accepted in their local region, and then there was a more of a universal currency. And so Avram Avinu pays not just a regular 400 shekel, which was in itself an exorbitant sum, but a super exorbitant sum with this type of currency that he pays. The Gemara actually has a drasha in Bava Metzia, how exorbitant it was, describing exactly how much more was worth 2,500 ordinary shekel, so it was the amount that he paid. But even leaving aside the over-the-top exorbitant sum, clearly it's in the Torah that he paid a more of a negotiable sum. Rashi notes that the last time the word Ephron is mentioned, that when Avram gave him the money, on the word Ephron, on when Avram gave him the money, is spelled without a vav. Ephron, but normally there's a vav at the end. Every other time his name is mentioned is with a vav, except for the very last time it's missing the vav. So Rashi points out that it's to demonstrate how he was somehow lacking, that the missing vav was a hint at the lacking in his own personal character. And Rashi mentions, Sha Omar Harbei, Va'afilu ma'at lo asa. He said a lot, and even a little bit he didn't do. Rashi picking up on the language in Perkei Avos that says a Jew should always live their life of emor ma'at va'aseh harbeh, say very little and do a lot. And here's this guy Ephron, who was emor harbeh, he said a lot, and didn't even do a little. Where do we see that he didn't even do a little? Because he took from Avram shkalim gedolim. He took these over la socher type of currency, not the regular type of currency, which was miskablim b'shekel b'chol makom, that's always acceptable everywhere. And so you see from that he didn't even do a little. He spoke so much, he didn't do anything. So the Maral comments on that missing vav. Okay, so the missing of vav, and Sarashi wants to point out from the Gemara how he was somehow chaser on himself. And so Maral points out two things. He says, number one, when you take away the vav from the name Ephron, it has the same gematria as ra'ayin, or ayin ra, someone with a bad eye, an evil eye, not the evil eye like heebie-jeebie, like bad things are going to happen. You have a narrow, stingy eye, as opposed to an ayin tov, someone who sees the world and people generously, as it says in Pirkei Avos. So he had an ayin ra. So Ephron, spelled without a vav, has the same gematria as an ayin ra. Why is it so significant that Ephron has this gematria? What is that indicative of, that he displays this trait? So the Maral says that the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Hama'amid al-Zuze, someone who holds up a sale because of this type of deal in which he wants that type of currency, not this type of currency. The currency has equal value. Value in terms of money, except this one is a little bit easier for me to use because it has a little bit more of a universal appeal. This value is the same, but I hold up the sale until I get this type of currency. So the Gemara says, on such a person is a nefesh ra. Just like Maral, which Maral understands to be the same thing as an ayin ra, nefesh ra, there's a certain character trait that says at the end of a deal, when you hold up the deal until you get that type of currency. Again, the value is the same. It's in terms of the type of the currency. Shemidaktek kol kach im chavero, a person who is so midaktek, who is so particular, that will nullify a sale, holding up for such a detail, that person is known as me'od hu ra. It's a bad soul, person who's got dealing with another person, is ready to make the deal, and holds up because it benefits him a little bit, so he'll hold up the whole sale because of that. We would use words extortion, we come up with organ, meaning it's not really. We would use words like that, I don't mean that in a literal sense, in which the terms are all agreed upon, the values are all agreed upon, and that last little thing that's going to work out better for my favor, I'll hold up the whole deal for that. That is the definition of an ayin ra. That is Ephron. At the end of this whole scenario, Rashi says, in which he said, okay, we finally, he extorted quite a price, and then he waited for a particular type of shekel, again, leaving aside the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which learns it to be 2,500 times the normal value. Even if it was the same value, just this particular type of currency, we stamp him with a chaser vav, we take away the vav from his name, and give him that quality. And the Maral points out again, just summarizing what he's saying, even within the world of business, there's always a person's midos, a person's character traits, a person's quality, a person's ability to be a nosei, to be a giver, to be benevolent, is always there. It doesn't leave, it's only on the streets. In the world of business, making a deal also applies. And someone who's so particular to always get to end up with the advantage at the expense of his chaver and to hold up a deal, it expresses a nefesh raf. It's not how a Jew does business. A Jew does business, even in the business world, to be on the side of one who's giving rather than on the one who's always trying to end up on top. And we stamp a person like that with an ayin ra, nefesh ra, and that was the person of Ephraim. Very powerful words from the Maral explaining this Rashi on the missing vav. Rabbi Hananya ben Yakasha, Omer, Gosh,